Halach is like this: a woman who brings property into the marriage, the husband has a right to eat the fruit of the property. Since he has such a right, she is limited in her ability to sell it because he says, I want to keep my rights. Here, the case was that she owned this property before she made the kedushin. And now she made the kedushin, but she did not make the nisuin. The right for the husband to eat the fruit of the land is only after the nisuin. So we're now in an interim state between the nisuin and the kedushin, which he wants it to remain in under her control at the time of the nisuin, so that he'll be able to get the payrus. Do we say that since she already made the kedushin, she has to preserve it for him to be able to keep it under the shus, for him to eventually have it or not? So they. Both Bisham and Beisil say that since the Nisun did not take effect and the Nechazim she had from beforehand, she could sell it and it goes through, and when they make the Nisun, the husband will not have any rights over this property. Nafla mission is also that she first got the properties after she was Mekudeshes. Shami Yonim Timka. Bisham says it's the same status. She's not yet in the Nisua. The husband did not get the rights. She can sell it. They still don't even like Timka. Tremendous Kiddush. Beisil says that since she is already in the process of getting to the Nisuin, and the Lashon of is a Sopik Nisuin. In other words, if she'll go through with the Nisuin, this is already the beginning of the marriage process. So the Meila, they still says that she should not sell thoughts. It's only a thing that's not proper for her to sell because she's already starting the process of nisuin. Let it be in reshus for the husband. But if she did it, the husband did not just get the permission, the control of this property, and therefore it goes through with the other. Our Rav Yehuda, Amru l'fnei Rav Gamliel, Hoyel b'zachah v'ishel he's given the chazen. Rav Gamliel said that this person is safe from the woman, because she's already Zarusa, so it's considered his wife, technically. He should not have rights over the Nechazim. Here, now it's a little kiddush, because like we said, he's also Moida that the husband really gets his rights later on. But even so, since she's pending that situation, he held that he should be Zarusa from the Nechazim, that she does not have the right to sell the land, and it won't go through even, even more than Beis Hill. Amar lehem. So once again, they asked this question to Rav Gamliel, that since she's pending in the suin, she should not have the right to sell this property. Amar lehem al chadoshim anu boshim. We're having a hard time to understand that chadoshim means property that she got after the nesuim. It's also we're embarrassed, and it was a chiddush for us to say that she cannot sell it. Yeah. Why could she not forego the basically it's like this. The reason after the nisuin, which she cannot sell it because the husband has the right to the payers. Why does he have the right to payers? Because if she gets taken to captivity, he's required to redeem her. So they made a change of. You get the payers to the land, and if it comes to the insurance policy, it comes to the time of if Chas v'Shalom happens, he's taken to captivity, he will redeem it. And this, therefore we say that since he has rights to the fruit of the land, she cannot sell her property after the nisuin. Gamliel is saying, that's also a chiddush, because she could say, this whole thing is to protect me, that I should have someone to redeem me. If I say, Michael Davis, I redeem myself, and let me sell my land, she should be able to do that, even though the halacha is not that way. It's not up to her. And that's what he's saying. That in itself is a chiddush, that even though this whole takana was made litoy basa for her benefit, she does not have the right to say that I don't want this, the takana, I want to sell the property. El Shatim Megagalim say Yeshonim. You want to tell us a chiddush that even before the nisuim, property that she got when she was a rusa, she shouldn't be able to sell it. Period. Nafla Mishanizeis, new case. If the property fell into her possession, she got into her possession after the nisuim. That everybody agrees that she can have sales, like we said before. I'm going to say that's a chiddush. We're embarrassed about it, but that's halacha. Actually, nisus v'nisus. What happens if the property became, she got it before the nisuin, and afterwards she had the nisuin? So now she's ready. Now the lechayer is nisuin already. She shouldn't be able to sell it anymore because the husband has the right to it. That if she did sell it, the sale goes through. Yeah, because the damage the Chazal gave the strong rights to the land, to the husband, that she cannot sell it, is only, according to Gamliel, is only property that she received after the Nisuin. Amar Chanina ben Akiva. Rav Chanina ben Akiva said, Amar Chanina ben Gamliel, the Talmidim tell Rav Gamliel, ask Rav Gamliel, Hoyel Zoko Be'isha, Yizgu Nechosim. That now it's after the Nisuin, he should be zeichel in the chatan that she had from beforehand. Why are you telling me that if it said she sold it, it goes through? It's all Kiddush that the chatan that she acquired after the Nisuin, she cannot sell, is a Kiddush to us. Why can't she should be able to sell it and forego her rights to be redeemed? So that's the Kiddush for us, and we're embarrassed about it. Elisha, the Megalgalin, the Yishonim, you want to tell us that even the chatan that she had before the Nisuin, we should also make such a chumra that she cannot say that she wants it to be sold, and that's Rav Gamliel's opinion. And then once again, the chosin, a woman who's married, cannot sell the chosin that she got after the nisuin. But if they came, she received them before the nisuin. Then Rav Gamliel is saying that if she did sell it. Does sell it, then the sale goes through. Yeah. The halacha over here is that after she goes through the chuppah, the nisuin, she cannot sell any of her property, even the property that she received before the nisuin. Not like this from Gamliel. The only time that her sale would go through is if she has certain properties that her husband doesn't know about it and she sold it before he found out about it.